Texans flooded polls yesterday to cast their ballots in the Republican and Democratic primaries for governor. After a heated race, U.S. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison lost the Republican nomination to incumbent Rick Perry, and former Houston Mayor Bill White won for the Democrats. Joining us now, Ben Philpott, who's covering the governor's race for KUT News and the Texas Tribune. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
So how close was the race last night?
Not close at all, which is really amazing considering that last summer, some polls had, or early polls, had Senator Hutchison, you know, a 10 to 20-point leader over Governor Perry. But then the campaign started, at least for Governor Perry. A lot of people think that Senator Hutchison was a little slow to kick off her own response to what Governor Perry was doing. And, you know, by the first of the year, it was all over.
But people are now saying that this could signal trouble for all incumbents in the upcoming fall elections because they feel like Kay Bailey Hutchison just really suffered and may have lost this election because of the bad feelings towards Congress.
And if there is an opponent out there against any incumbent member of Congress who is able to say, look, it's our state versus the federal government, and you should vote for someone with your state to go up and make change in Washington, then they should be worried.
Okay, Ben Philpott is covering the governor's race in Texas for KUT News and the Texas Tribune. Thanks so much, Ben. Those are some of the news stories that we're watching this morning.